The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Matters north of the border, because the County Down Cricket Club, you would have seen this story, has cancelled plans to host a cross-community summer sports club after online criticism of its decision to include children who play Gaelic games. Kelly Armstrong is an Alliance MLA for the Strangford constituency, and she's with me now. Kelly, what was your reaction when you heard this?
I was disappointed and devastated for the children. Cumber is a lovely town in my constituency. Quite a quiet town. It's a town that has been developing quite well. It has a new farmers market. And the cricket club is a small club that has lots of girls teams, youth teams. And to hear that they had to cancel their summer scheme because some people felt that it was inappropriate for youngsters from the GAA to take part was just incredibly difficult to hear. It was like language that was coming from the 1970s in the middle of the Troubles rather than being 2025. And as a result, the club took the sad decision that they had to cancel their sports camp for the children because, to take their point, and I understand where they're coming from, that their volunteers and the children, you know, they had to think about their safety.
So the language you're talking about, so this is one of the concerns raised by a member of the local Orange Lodge. They have concerns about the GAA's cultural and historical affiliations. They say there's unease about aspects of Gaelic games, and residents have made it clear to us that until the GAA takes meaningful steps to ensure it is fully inclusive and sensitive to the history and identity of the Protestant, Unionist and Loyalist community, its presence would be viewed with regret and opposition by many in the Cumber community. I mean, there's something mental, pardon my language, about the Orange Order talking about inclusivity and sensitivity, isn't there?
Well, I think so. And also to say that they're not talking on behalf of the majority of people from Cumber. I've spoken to plenty of the families and I've had emails through all day today from members of community saying that they were really disappointed and angered by the comments that were made by some adults who seem to be living in the past rather than living now. Now, I'm not going to say that the GAA in the North is squeaky clean, because there are some tournaments and there are some grounds that are called after people who were linked to the IRA and to the Troubles. That's something that Alliance has spoke to the GAA about here locally. And, you know, the GAA has come on leaps and bounds in this last wee while. The inclusivity has definitely improved. New clubs have opened and it's a good organisation. But we have the Orange Order just simply for the fact that they haven't even bothered speaking to the GAA, but just simply the fact they do not want children who are involved with GAA involved with cricket. They're only weans and they were going to play cricket together. Like, how is that going to erode anybody's culture?
Yeah, listen, there'll be people who share your views about the naming of grounds and there'll be people who defend the naming of those grounds and what have you. It's kind of irrelevant. It's what the Orange Order brought up, but let's be honest, what the Orange Order really mean is we don't want Fenians in the cricket club. That's for us.
To be honest, there was 10 clubs going to be were invited by the cricket club to come along to learn cricket and to find out more about it. And these are probably children who've never had a chance to experience cricket. You never know. The club might even have got a couple of new players. And instead, because of this backward intolerance, we have the summer schemes cancelled. Local children and children from wider afield that wanted to go are going to lose out. So they're using children as a political football here. And it's sad to hear that the Orange Order hasn't got the ability to go and raise their concerns directly with the GAA rather than stopping children from having a bit of fun.
So what should happen here? Because I appreciate your point, and I think other people listening will as well. From the cricket club's point of view, it's a voluntary run organisation, and as a member of a voluntary run organisation, it being the GAA, so a vested interest, maybe some might suggest, I can understand not wanting the hassle. You know what I mean? This is just going to be more trouble than it's worth. So what should happen to ensure this can go ahead in the future?
Well, as far as I'm aware that the club are committed to having a cross-community event, I've heard since that there has been an offer that they can hold their event not in Cumber, which is very sad, but potentially at the big cricket pitches up near Parliament Buildings at Stormont in the Civil Service Pavilion. Now, that's lovely because that will help the summer scheme maybe later this summer to go ahead, but it still means moving the tournament outside of Cumber because of some intolerant adults.
The Orange Order as well, I mean, When I talk about, you know, inclusivity and sensitivity, or they rather talk about it in their opposition to this, I made the point earlier in the show. I mean, this is an organization wherein membership is only open to men and Protestant men at that. I kind of find it bizarre that this is a crew as well who are fat from sucking at the teeth of the public purse. North of the border, south of the border. They've got a couple of million quid from the government in Dublin as well. EU funding as well. They're not shy about applying for that when it has suited them in the past. I kind of find it reprehensible that a crowd like that would be in receipt of public funding.
To be honest, what has got me today is that this was one lodge that belongs to the Orange Order. But we haven't actually heard from the Orange Order themselves, and that's what has me a little bit concerned. So a lodge might have gone off on its own and been very dismissive of these children and of the opportunities to have a cross-community event. But the main Orange Lodge, in its silence, I feel, is condoning the actions of this lodge, and they should be coming out and saying very clearly what the organisation believes about this. Now, the Orange Order, as you have said, is quite a substantial body. It has a lot of members. It is supposed to be a faith-based organisation. It has the 12th of July parades. There are many parts of Northern Ireland and the life in Northern Ireland that, to be honest, enables the Orange Order. But I have to say at this stage, unless they come out and are very clear that the exclusion of children is wrong, I have to then question any comments they make about inclusivity.
Well, Neil, who describes himself as a prod from Offaly, says this is crazy. You don't get any more Protestant game than cricket, and the fact that across the community they were willing to have a go and enjoy it and get involved in the game. I just don't understand the Orange Order stance on this. It makes no sense. Neil, thank you for getting in touch. Kelly, thank you as well. Kelly Armstrong, who's an Alliance MLA for the Strangford constituency.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.